father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Check out their Fan Beer of the Month Penn Brewery's Penn Pilsner, and proceeds benefit the National Down Syndrome Society. We appreciate all the possible new listeners we have out there from all across Steelers Nation, all over the world, on YouTube, on X, on Twitter, 937thefan.com, the Odyssey app. You're finding us because this is the place right now to talk about the unbelievable news that Mike Tomlin has stepped down as Steelers head coach. I did get a text in the last 10 minutes or so from someone who I trust immensely, who was one of the few people who said to me, man, I know you're out there on this Aiyuk stuff, but I'm not sure. So that's, I'm just going to give that part away. When that whole saga went down, which feels like it happened a million years ago now. But anyways, this person said to me, I know of one very, very, very high-profile Steeler who was rooting for this to happen.
TJ Watt.
I know of one very, very, very high-profile Steeler who was rooting for this to happen. We know it's not Hayward. It can't be. We know it's not Rodgers, of what he said last night.
DK Metcalf doesn't really count yet. How many other...
I think he would count, but based on how...
I mean, didn't he defend him last night, too? Didn't he say nice things?
Maybe. I didn't see anything from him. How many high-profile Steelers are there?
Well, when you're a mediocre team that gets their ass kicked in the playoffs every year, you can't have that many high-profile guys.
How about Jalen Ramsey?
He's been here for 5 minutes, and I'm surprised he wasn't just caught looking in the backfield when somebody asked him the question.
How about Patrick Queen? That's a good line. How about Patrick Queen?
Be a curious thing for Patrick Queen to do since Tomlin has praised him up and down as a leader this year. Joey Porter Jr. would never, because his dad loves Mike, and I assume Joey loves Mike. And Joey's actually been really good in this franchise, whether Mike's the head coach now or not, because he's not, is probably going to pay him a lot of money, and deservedly so, because he's blossomed. So I don't think he would have that strong of feelings.
I don't think it's Freiermuth, because what did he say after the Ravens
Pat's
game?
Pat's gone to the mat for him, like, I think, in a way that has always convinced me that even though he doesn't get used the way that he, I'm sure, would like to get used, he did get paid, which always helps. And I think he genuinely likes Mike.
I don't know. It kind of feels like Watt would be... Watt gave very, very short answers last night and strikes me as someone who's just sick that this keeps happening to him in the playoffs and would maybe be open for something totally
new.
Yeah,
you know, if it's TJ Watt, if this is the person, you get...
And I'm not saying that.
No, but if it were him hypothetically, like, just, I can even say this divorced from this whole conversation. Just the idea generally that TJ Watt would be unhappy and want to change... You're making $41 million. You fell on a fumble yesterday. You had one quarterback hurry, and you don't line up anywhere other than over right tackle, which Troy Aikman pointed out 98% of the time is where you are, which doesn't allow this team to disguise very much, shut up. I'm not in the mood if TJ Watt is like unhappy or was unhappy with the direction of things and now is getting to turn the page to a brand new day. You might want to start that brand new day by playing better.
Let's go to the phones. Here's Fake John and Robinson. Hello, Fake John. Are you rejoicing?
This is the biggest victory in 10 years, right? I mean, this is huge.
I actually agree with that. I agree with that. I do feel like this is the best thing that's happened to the Steelers since 2016.
Unless you enjoy, you know, going 9-8, 10-7, 8-8-1, whatever. But
don't say 9-8. His supporters say he's only really had one 9-8 season, and they've been telling us that on Twitter for the last
week.
My fault.
Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore, and hopefully maybe we can go 6-11 next year or 5-12 and get a good pick. But
how about 3-14, and they can just draft Arch Manning?
Let's do it. Or Lenora Sellers when he bounces back next year. But anyway, on the contractual front, you were mentioning the sources and they say what they're told. I don't think it was a slip by Schefter to say he's now a hot free agent. I think it's going to come out in the next day or so that they are going to tear up that contract. Otherwise, Schefter wouldn't have said that. That's not just something that he would use lightly.
I thought that was Rappaport, but maybe I have to go back and check my access.
Wait a minute. So I didn't hear or see this. So you think based on what Schefter said?
No, Rappaport tweeted he now becomes a hot free agent.
Okay. Right. So, those guys have been wrong before, but
so
I don't think
he's
going to coach lightly.
You think he's going to coach in the NFL next year for somebody else?
I think if Rappaport said that, it probably came from Tomlin's agent, meaning, hey, call me, right, because we're open for business. I don't think he would have said that if
but
it was just I'm walking
can't.
Away
for,
and
for as
doing
much,
a Sean
for,
Payton.
For as much as I think he's an overrated coach, the Steelers can't let him go coach the Browns or Ravens for no compensation.
We can't have our cake and eat it too, right? Art did us at least something of a solid or let Mike do it anyway. I'm not going to expect Art to actually be, a fully competent owner and do what Steve Bisciotti did, right? I mean, honestly, it's kind of like in fantasy football, they call it a sabotage drop. Let him go to Baltimore. Let him go to Cleveland. I would love that.
Oh, I know something more about sabotage trades and dynasty fantasy leagues, but that's another story.
I got asked in Cleveland this morning by, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Did I get blackballed out of there, by the way? I haven't been on in weeks.
About how I would feel if Tomlin went to Cleveland and coached them, and I would love that. They don't have a quarterback. That's the last guy I'd want to hire if I didn't have a quarterback. Good luck with him developing one. Here's Jeff in Latrobe. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I finally picked myself up off the floor. I was at the game. It was like a heavyweight bout taking body blows. And with the news today, you guys are far too young to have ever heard this call, but I reprise Howard Cosell saying, down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Jeff, we're sports fans. We're aware of a boxing call that's one of the most famous in the history of broadcasting, but thank you. I can't get over
I'm
that.
A literal boxing fan. Like, I've sat there and watched
I'm gonna
whole black and white.
I'm going to reprise a call you've never heard before. And it gets by Buckner.
5 seconds left. 4, 3. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Now, guys, that's a niche one. You might not have heard of it. A man named Al Michaels did it.
Touch them all, Joe.
You'll never hit a bigger home run.
Here is Bruno in Baldwin. Hello, Bruno.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've got the perfect replacement for Tomlin, Tony Dungy. Let me hear your comments.
No. Terrible. He was Mike's mentor, and he's old. Let's go to Lou in Staten Island. Lou, it actually happened.
Unbelievable, man. One of the greatest days in the history of this franchise. I will say this, all right, guys?
Yep.
Hear me out here. I don't dislike Mike Tomlin.
Now that I don't believe.
Hold for all the pain and suffering he's brought
person.
You?
Is this a better okay, yeah. day? Is this a better day? That's is this fine. A better day for this franchise than Mike actually winning Super Bowl 43?
No. Winning okay. Super Bowls
just
is more
I'm just checking. Okay.
But listen, hear me out, though. What I disliked was waking up for the last 10 years knowing we had no chance at a Super Bowl. What I disliked was not having a playoff win for the last 10 years. What I disliked is 40% of this fan base trying to convince the other 60% of us that it wasn't his fault. What I disliked was the national media and some of your local guys over there. Mr. Cabali is the number one guy, in my opinion, going on the radio, television, trying to justify this man's horrendous playoff record, his horrendous lopsided losses. What I didn't like was his arrogance and his unwillingness to change and hire coaches underneath him, that he wasn't afraid we're going to take his job because it would have been better for our franchise. And what I also didn't like was our owner rewarding mediocrity over and over and over with contract extensions. These are the things I didn't like. And this is why I've been calling the station, boys. You know it, since 2017. I don't dislike the man. I liked everything that I just said, and everything I said is true. The only word I can say is hallelujah. Finally, it happened.
Thanks, Lou.
I'll say something right now.
By the way, I think we might get more stuff. I don't know how else to put it, but I have another text here that when I got it, I completely scoffed at it based on like who it was about. Like, oh my God, this person has no idea what they're talking about. But now I wonder if there's actually something to this. And I'll put it this way. A lot of the people that are in positions of power with the Steelers, I think are there in part because of Mike. Would you not agree with that?
Who do you specifically want to say? I don't think he cared one way or the other about Omar Khan or Andy Weidel.
Well,
what positions of power? Front office or coach?
Let's talk about Omar for a second. Like, Omar functions as a really good GM in their eyes if the person he's answering to is the head coach who has a big say in personnel matters. You know?
So and we know that Omar is the way for Andy Weidel to be the dude.
I don't know about that.
I'd be fine with that because I think Andy's very good at what he does.
I'm just saying this is an opportunity to completely start over, if you will. You know?
Well, what I was going to say.
And when you look at the Steelers right now, I think you touched on this off the air. Do you love the look of their roster?
No, it sucks.
There's not a lot of great contracts.
They're old. They're overpaid.
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe we're not completely done with news.
Well, we're going to get different, which is all I've asked for. I'm very aware that they could screw up this hire and make the franchise worse than it was, but where they were was bad. I will be consistent, even if they stink. I said I just wanted to see something different. It was my biggest complaint over the last 3 years was that this team always looked the same, was very predictable, and was incredibly mediocre.
And how much does this beat what we thought we were about to talk about at 2 o'clock?
I thought we were going to
rehash things we've rehashed for 9 years.
Make the same four-hour movie we've made, very successfully, I might add, for years now, but it was ultimately going to have the same ending. But, you know, somebody... I thought Donnie wasn't going to say what he said, because obviously I'm like the idiot here. No one's telling me anything.
No, when he made that... When I saw the face, I knew what it was.
But you already knew that there was a chance. I just thought he was going to say, guys, Terrell Austin is out, or something like that. Or, like, Aaron Rodgers has announced... I wouldn't have even given a rat's ass if Aaron Rodgers had announced his retirement. Who cares?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the whole...
He turned into a corn cob on national television last night.
Looked like he was 1,000 years old.
All the stuff last night...
He did. That slow-mo of him getting hit in the head and his... It looked like one of those...
I think that was real speed, Malzy.
That slow-mo, though... The last few minutes... Of the car crash, the test... He looked like a test dummy in one of those, like, front impact
collisions. The last few minutes of the game where it became either an ode to Aaron Rodgers or wondering about what was next for him, I could not have cared less about that. He's not our guy. He was a one-year mercenary. He gave us some spectacular moments. He got them to the playoffs. Great. So did Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, oh, by the way, played better in his playoff game last year than Aaron Rodgers did. And by the way, Mason Rudolph played better in his playoff game 2 years ago than Aaron Rodgers did last night.
I told Chris earlier, it's almost like a weird flex for Rudolph looking back, like once we're years down the road. He was the only quarterback that actually had this team like in a game to some competitive level.
Here is Colin in Virginia. Hello, Colin.
Hey, guys. Hey, I mean, tonight or today is just one of those days that you never thought was going to happen. And I'm still a little shocked. I feel like you, Pony, honestly.
A little bit. I feel like I'm in a dream right now. I feel like I'm waiting for somebody to wake me up and say, all right, it's time to go to work now. Start your day. You're going to talk about the Steelers getting their ass kicked in the playoffs again.
No, completely agree. And honestly, I was listening to you earlier and you were wondering when it started. And I genuinely think that Tomlin probably started thinking about this last night on the sideline. Just, are we going to go through the same thing every single year?
I'd like to think
that the guy has some respect for himself to go and say, there's time for a change
and
this team needs something different.
Perfectly reasonable theory, and thanks for the call. I honestly think it goes back to that Buffalo loss. I think it got so venomous with fans. It got so awkward. I think his family then started to think, what else is out there for us? What else can we do?
That's a little self-aggrandizing, though, on the part of being like Steelers fans. Because then they're just saying, we did it! We forced him out! It wasn't a popular revolution.
No, but
he just wanted to be done. If the guy is suddenly... Like, I cannot reconcile the idea that he's enough of a thick-skinned person to have survived...
I don't think he really is.
You've said to me you think he's much thicker-skinned than people give him credit for.
Well, I think it's different between... Like, I think he understands... Let's say, like, what we do. I think he gets
Then he knows people have been calling for him to be fired for, like, a decade.
Yeah, but that's, Chris, that's different from... He thinks that that's his house. Like, you saw the way he stormed out of the field last night.
Let me ask you something. If the Browns game in the COVID year had happened in front of fans and gone down the exact same way, do you think his career here would have ended much earlier?
No, because I don't think that fans would have chanted fire Tom. They would have booed, but I think there's a huge difference between booing and saying fire.
I just don't believe that fire Tomlin chants actually put in his mind, maybe I just don't want to do this anymore. I refuse to believe that. I do.
So then what do you think did?
I think he just was done. I think sometimes even people we think are completely intractable in their position and have no intentions of going anywhere, sometimes you just decide, you know what, this is it.
So do you agree with the caller that it just happened organically last night?
No, I think it might have been building throughout like the year, but I don't think the Fire Tomlin chants are a watershed moment that pushed him over the edge. I just don't believe that. Everything about the way the guy has carried himself, talked about how he approaches the job, talked about how he approaches life, all that stuff. I just refuse to believe that one very bad night, which was followed up by them themselves back up on their feet.
I think it might have gotten the ball rolling. I think it was. He's got a family here too, man. I feel like they.
Well, two of his kids are in New York. One of his kids is a student at UGA.
Yes,
he's got his wife here.
Yes, but they have antennas and they're aware of what gets said about him. Clearly, we know that.
I mean, wouldn't it be easier to tell your kids, hey, this comes with the territory, like, just ignore it?
I think if you were in year two or year three of doing it, absolutely. I think it's different in year 19. I think he felt like a made man, Chris. I think he probably feels like he should have, like, complete gravitas and should be put on airs by fans, be put on a pedestal. You know why I think he probably feels that way? Because his owner makes him feel that way.
Well, also, so do the talking heads on the TV.
Right, the TV. Here's John in Canonsburg. Hello, John.
Wow, wow, wow is all I have to say. I'm 64 years old. I listen to you guys all the time. I've been listening to sports talk radio most of my adult life. I've never, ever, until now, called into a show. Ever.
That's cool.
I absolutely have never done it.
Yep.
But I was so worked up last night that I'm like, you know what? I'm calling the fan tomorrow. I mean, 5 years ago, I said that they needed to move on from Tomlin. I was lambasted. I said, no, his shtick is falling on deaf ears.
No, he said shtick.
Oh, my God.
I said shtick.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. We thought maybe it was first caller jitters. That's okay.
No, we understand. I'm not jittery. I'm all right. I'm old. I went through Noel, I went through Cowher, now I've been through Tomlin, okay? I call BS on him stepping down. I think Rooney went to him and said, you can either step down and save face, or we're going to fire you.
I'll tell you what, thank you, John, for your first
what
call.
What an art, what, hold on, what, hold what on, what an art Rooney's background, public Nothing. Statements, or anything else Nothing. Indicates that he has the kind of brass to do what the caller just described. Nothing.
The only thing that
people people want to believe Art is the guy behind this and the man behind the curtain letting Mike go out with a nicer looking statement.
Well, I would prefer it that way. But I agree with you. I don't think it happened that way.
That's why I'm saying people want to believe it because it would suggest that the guy in charge has turned over a new leaf. I think it is much more likely that the head coach did this on his own.
Sure. Let me offer this, though, as a potential theory. What if Art's son coaxed Art to be the bad
then
guy?
That's even better. If that actually happened,
but
that's
is that
even
better. Is that something you think is possible?
I think it's possible that his son has been nudging in this direction, like, hey, we probably need to start thinking about this. It is getting stale. Here's one thing I will say.
So then if Art didn't come to the conclusion on his own, I agree there's nothing to think he would, but what if his son pushed him in this direction?
If his son pushed him in this direction, and it's also a sign that his son, who is by all accounts a much more football-oriented guy like Dan was than his dad is, that's a good thing. I'll say one more theory, since we're all throwing out theories. I think it's one thing for them to have their defense get beat by great offenses in an era of great offenses. I think it is another thing altogether to have a team come in to their building yep. in front of a full house yep. as a modest favorite, have their team, the other team's quarterback, play like he's a member of the Keystone Cops, try
really
to hand
did.
You the football game,
yep.
and your team gets beat so badly by a defense that reminds you of your own glory days that maybe it shook some things loose.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
My 21 years, you know, when you hear a conversation about the Mike Tomlins of the world, when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat. But the way that the league is covered now and the way that there's snap decisions and the validity given to the Twitter experts and all the experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about, to me, that's an absolute joke. For either of those two guys to be on the hot seat is really apropos of where we're at as a society and a league, because Mike T he's had more success than damn near anybody in the league for the last 19, 20 years. And more than that, though, when you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change. There's a lot of pressure that comes from the outside, and obviously that sways decisions from time to time, but not how I would do things and not how the league used to be.
Fan Outline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ridiculous defense of Mike Tomlin by Aaron Rodgers last night. Tomlin's gone. This is a shocking day. It's one of the best days of my life.
Where would you rank it?
Top 10. Stella, birth.
You putting it ahead of marriage? Day.
No, I'll put it behind it.
Third? Giants won 2 Super Bowls while you were old enough to understand what the hell was going on. Don't try to be a, don't lie to our listeners.
I'm not lying to anybody. I didn't say a word.
Would you put him ahead of either of the Giants Super Bowl wins?
I can't yet because like this, I don't feel the complete euphoria yet, but I know it's going to come.
Like
I'm still in the shocked state where I can't believe I'm getting a chance right now to articulate my thoughts on something that I've wanted to have happen for a very long time.
Why don't you take a picture in front of an aircraft carrier with mission accomplished hanging behind you on a banner?
I mean, think about it. Going back to when...
Wouldn't you say this is the culmination
Redskins
of your life's
plane
work?
Was here and I was hoping that it was Dan Snyder to try to orchestrate a trade with the Steelers
Tomlin. I think this is the culmination of your life's work on this station. I think you wore that sweatshirt today because you knew it was going to happen.
Maybe. No, I didn't know it was going to happen.
Are you changing the Twitter profile picture?
Not sure yet. I'm going to think about it.
You going to make it a student ID of whoever their next coach is?
If I can find one. You know, one quick thought on Rodgers and then back to the calls. When Rodgers talked before the Ravens game, he brought up maybe there being other things out there. Is it possible he knew that Tomlin was at least weighing this option?
Maybe. I mean, Tomlin, the bromance that those two had before they ever linked up as coach and player suggests that I'm sure Mike kind of accelerated his how do I treat this guy relative to other veterans on the team, and I'm sure he was privy to more like serious guy conversations with Mike. Maybe. I also just think he maybe knows on some level that Mike gave him a lifeline to play one more season and that like Minnesota legitimately spurned him and okay. That Mike is the reason he got to at least play one more playoff game.
But let's say in the show we thought we were going to be doing about 2 hours ago, if we were operating under the assumption that Mike Tomlin was going to be back in 2026, that would have made me feel like there was a much greater chance of Aaron Rodgers playing football here next year because of the available options out there, weak draft, very few good free agents, and Tomlin falling back on, we won the division, let's give this guy a second year on our offense, let's provide him with some better receivers, let's give our offensive line another year to grow. And I think he might have been able to coax Rooney into doing that one more time and then saying, look, 20 years, if it doesn't work in year 20, I'll retire or I'll move on, Rodgers will retire, and then we're done. Instead, I think we're getting it obviously a year early.
The Texans left no doubt. Anybody that watched Aaron Rodgers last night, I know I said it's the best defense in the NFL. It is the best defense in the NFL. It's a defense good enough to take a team to a Super Bowl if their quarterback just plays like he's not left.
Yeah, he can't move.
Barely. It looked like elder abuse out there. It did. I mean, yeah. It looked like elder abuse. And well, he used to be the guy in that situation that could carry an offense with his mobility and his arm talent and his know-how to somehow winning that game when they're outgunned. He was one of the people whose presence made it so that the Steelers were hopelessly outgunned.
Lisa makes an interesting point. She says, I wouldn't have let Mike resign. I would have made him come back in 2026 or fired him. I would have told him, this is your mess. You clean it up. And if you won't, we're firing you. What's your response there?
That sounds more like they just wanted to get a pound of flesh out of Mike than anything. I thought the whole point was, don't you just want him gone?
Yeah, but he does. Like a lot of these moves were done in service of him.
I know, but
Rodgers in service of him.
I know, but why does it matter how he's gone? Like, people are so pissed off at him at this point that they want him to be humiliated on his way out the door.
I mean, is that really humiliated to get fired? I mean, do we feel like John Harbaugh was humiliated?
What if he comes back next year and has a 10-7 season and wins a playoff game? Then he's going to be careful what you wish for, because then he'd be back for a while, probably. At least another contract term.
So what do you think would have happened if they won the game last night? He's obviously coaching against the Patriots. Are we in the same spot? Did that
potentially
just like the Steelers?
No, I can't
got,
say that. No, I don't think. I think this was probably from a certain point in time. This was going to be his last year with the Steelers.
Here is one of the queens of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
I'm so happy. I was making gravy and it was boiling, and I'm yelling at my husband, "Come in here, come in." I can't believe it. I still can't believe it.
You needed him to attend to the gravy so you could celebrate?
No,
you just wanted
him to. I wanted him to come in and feel my joy, and I couldn't leave it there.
Gotcha.
You know?
Carol, this is your happiest day as a Steelers fan since when?
Oh, my God, since we won the last Super Bowl. I mean, how could it be anything else?
There's, I hear it in your
voice. Nothing in between. Nothing in between. Please, God, please don't let them promote from within. Please clean house.
I don't think that'll happen. Thank you, Carol. Enjoy the rest of your amazing day. I don't think that they'll actually do that.
Carol's a little older than us. She sounded like a child on Christmas morning, making the gravy. Now, is she Italian and she's making Sunday sauce?
Yeah, I don't know if that's sauce or if that's actual gravy for, like, mashed potatoes and turkey. Either way, it sounds delicious. Look, I think that we will take all positive calls on this until we sign off at 6. And fans do sound happier than they did last Monday when they beat Baltimore in one of the all-time great games in Acrisure Stadium history, which now gets left to the dustbin of history as a game that's like worthless.
Nate tweeted us and said, "Last night was not a playoff loss. It was the Steelers' biggest playoff win in years. What a beautiful day to be alive. Fire up the damn polka."
Wait a minute. What did he just... What did
fire
he
up the polka.
I think I might have it here for
I him. Mean, it's cheesy because it's the movie The Dark Knight. It absolutely is either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain with Mike. I mean, if he like leaves on his own terms, I don't know, in like 2015 or something, or after the 2016 AFC title game loss, and just says, I'm ready to move on or something like that, or even after the Jacksonville loss, it Ooh. Might be different.
Still, it leaves a bad taste in people's mouth, but not nearly as bad as now.
He would have probably gone on and people would have said, well, he coached here for 11 years, he won a Super Bowl, he got to another one, like, had a hell of a good run, was a very good Steelers coach. I'm not saying it's uncomfortable. This is how I always expected people to sound about this, but the sheer like depth of joy right now is almost like somebody sent me a statue of like Lenin being pulled down in Soviet Russia. It feels right now like an autocratic, like a dictator got overthrown. That's how people are
Look,
calling in about this.
Obviously,
and
those
I don't
things
mean
are
that
not
in real terms, but that's like the tone of what people are saying.
Yes, but
here.
He did lord over the Steelers, and I know that the owner was the person that gave him that power. But we felt as fans like strangled by Mike, like he had like a snake that had coiled around us. There was no way out. That they were never going to fire him. The only way this happened was if Mike came to this epiphany on his own. And thank God he did. I don't know when he came to his senses or had that road to Damascus moment, but I'm tickled pink that he did. So I would share the sentiment that you're expressing from our...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... Not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listeners.
Man, I'm not in the big picture perspective. I'm just not in that mindset. I don't think about the totality of it. You pour everything that you have into these performances and what goes on tonight. And so, you know, maybe I have a different perspective the next time we get together. But as I sit here tonight, it's just about what transpired in there. I probably couldn't articulate an appropriate answer relative to big picture things.
I know Pomp didn't work today because he was on standby for a Tomlin press conference. And I'm not sure yet if that's because there was going to be one if the Steelers won the game or if there was some thought given from what he heard, from what the Steelers told him, that Mike might want to do his season-ending press conference this morning or at noon today. Either way, it obviously didn't happen because as of 2:05 today, Mike Tomlin is done as Steelers coach, meeting at 2 o'clock with his players. At that time, he informed them that he would be stepping down as Steelers head coach, stepping down. Very different from retiring. Bill Cowher retired. Stepping down means I'm just done coaching this team and I'm doing it of my own accord. It was my decision. I don't want to coach you guys anymore. I've had enough of this situation.
Well, Cowher technically resigned. He did not retire. He resigned.
Really?
Yes. Cowher resigns as head coach. Yes.
Okay, well then I guess I'm wrong about that. So he did... So Cowher never technically retired from coaching, huh? He just
I always saw it couched as his departure from the Steelers was not a retirement, it was a resignation. Retiring implies you're never going to coach again. When he stepped away from the Steelers,
but I thought
the prevailing sentiment was he would take 1 year off
right.
And then immediately get back in the game.
But I thought he like jovially addressed reporters about the end of his Steelers coaching career. Am I wrong about that?
My recollection
I thought there was
is that
some
he
like,
did not.
No, he just like, he coached his last game in 2006 and that was it. Never to be heard from again. Like he never got a wrap up his career press conference.
January 5th, 2007, he resigned. I just very specifically do not recall
no
him saying, I have to go, I'm trying to find and dig through here. I don't have like the LexisNexis.
Because we don't have anything like, there's no statement from Tomlin yet. Either. I mean, I think John Harbaugh put out something shortly after that decision was made, apparently by both sides in Baltimore, about his career there. Nothing from Mike.
Oddly enough, the New England Patriots team website for some reason has like the actual story, like the AP write-up from Bill Cowher's resignation.
All right.
I don't know why the Steelers website doesn't. I'm just going to read from this because it's very much like an old school, like AP style story.
Yeah.
Bill Cowher resigned as Steelers coach, stepping aside to spend more time with his family 1 year after winning a Super Bowl title that he had chased. And then further on in there, it says, while Cowher is resigning, there is no indication he is retiring from pro football. He said he is not weary of coaching or dealing with players. Quote, do I look burned out? Cowher asked at a recent press conference. So, no, he definitely was a resignation, not a retirement.
All right. So, I guess it is just like Cowher in that regard.
And the whole bit with Cowher was that shocked everyone was that after he did TV, which people thought he wouldn't like that much, he was like, oh, wait, I get paid a lot of money to do this and there's none of the attendant pressure? Yeah, I'll keep it going.
But Bill had just kind of gone out on top. I know that 2006 was not a good season, but the year before that was his acme moment, if you will, as an NFL head coach. It was the pinnacle for him. Tomlin hasn't tasted that since he was in his mid-30s. So I would actually be surprised if he never coaches again. I think he absolutely will. I'm also happy in this respect. You might think this is maybe not that important.
Do we have a Tomlin statement that's now
No, that's what I just said. We don't have one yet. Unless you're seeing one.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I have seen it now. All right, I got it.
Let's hear it.
After much thought and reflection, I have decided to step down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This organization has been a huge part of my life for many years, and it has been an absolute honor to lead this team. I am deeply grateful to Art Rooney II and the late Ambassador Rooney for their trust and support. I am also thankful to the players who gave everything they had every day, and to the coaches and staff whose commitment and dedication made this journey so meaningful. I also want to thank Steelers Nation. Your passion, loyalty, and high expectations represent what makes this franchise truly special. Coaching in Pittsburgh is unlike anywhere else, and I will always take great pride in having been a steward of this team. While this chapter comes to a close, my respect and love for the Pittsburgh Steelers will never change. I am excited for what the future holds for this organization, and I will forever be grateful, thank you, for my time coaching in Pittsburgh.
Okay, thank you. That came out 45 minutes ago. I don't know how I'm just now seeing it. Maybe the Steelers blocked me and I'm not allowed to see their posts
anymore. Well, I got it from Jenna Horner, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go back to the callers. Here is Dave on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. At least I am.
We won yesterday. We won because, yeah, that needed to happen. Number one, Tomlin's retiring because the draft's coming. And in the draft, they would have said fire Tomlin. So he's saving face. I love him. I'm going to miss him.
No, you won't. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes, I will. He's a good coach. He's a good coach. What trade? We're going to trade what? We should.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Why don't you believe that he's a Tomlin guy?
I just don't
think he started his call by saying we won yesterday because they lost and that got him fired. Yeah, good point.
I think people are like vaguely aware that if they say I couldn't stand the guy, a guy who did get to win one Super Bowl and get to another, I think they realize that would make them seem a little bit ridiculous, even with the drought this franchise is in. But I do find it more ridiculous that people who are screaming like they're running in the streets, like can somebody get to Market Square and see if we've got one of those pictures of a sailor kissing a woman after like coming home from deployment here?
I get that there's some fans that maybe have reservations about like celebrating a coach who won a Super Bowl getting fired. When the Penguins moved on from Dan Bylsma, who at the time was their all-time winningest head coach, had more wins than any coach in franchise history, had just been to the second round of the playoffs, and the year before that had gone to an Eastern Conference Finals, I did not have any like feeling of, well, this actually is not cool to revel in the termination of a coach. I thought it was absolutely overdue and the right thing to do.
Yes,
and how is this any different?
Because the Penguins treat coaches like a revolving door typically, and the Steelers do the complete opposite. That's all. Like, people see Penguins coaches get let go, and they're like, well, yeah, that's the natural order of things.
Yes, and we see Steelers coaches get let go, and the next guy came in. Cowher came in for Noel in the first year he was coach of the year. And Tomlin came in for Cowher, and 2 years later, they won the Super Bowl.
The frequency with which it happens,
infrequency, obviously, but the success is there.
The way people react.
It's 100% success rate, and this guy wasn't winning.
I know. I just think it's funny that people, for some reason, feel the need to like say, "I like the guy." Like, no, they don't. Like, I think if you said last night was a win for the franchise, then you don't.
That's how I feel. I do appreciate him winning a Super Bowl and having great success early in his career. But when you overstay your welcome for as long as he did, that stuff, even though it happened, feels like ancient history.
Well,
it feels like it was
history.
A total separate coaching career that he had.
And it was.
Right. So, like, I don't think that fans are lying when they say, hey, thanks, Mike, but also thank God this happened. Because that's how I feel. Thank you for Super Bowl 43. But also, this is a great day in Steelers history. You don't think both of those things can be true?
I just don't think for most people they actually are. Because most people would say Super Bowl 43 is basically a Cowher extended
Super
Bowl.
I don't think most people would say that. I think that there's a good amount of people who would say that.
Wait. We don't have like a ton of people who chime in with he
we
won with Cowher's
do.
Players and
you
it's
said,
really LeBeau's
no,
Super Bowl?
No, you said, I think we do. You said most, which would mean greater than 50%.
I think greater than 50% of Steelers fans don't give him credit for that Super Bowl.
I don't think that's right.
I think it is. I just think you want to believe that that's not the case.
Why would I want to believe that? I'm the guy that's been like his biggest...
Because
it
would suggest like a level of just pure animus from fans that I don't think most people want to acknowledge could be there. I think more than 50% of fans don't even feel like he won a Super Bowl here in anything other than, well, he happened to be the guy with the headset on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.